thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Veg Embracing viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 85 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Eterna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
and in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan-Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Com 8 on Channel 44. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Russia and Chinese people move closer in understanding and friendship. In cultural news, Tonga's National Day is celebrated. In children news, a regulation-sized football field is built for Palestinian youth in Syria. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 4th, is the birthday of the President of Mali, His Excellency Amadou Toumani Touré, born in 1948 in Mopti, Mali. His Excellency served as interim president from 1991 to 1992 and was later elected into office in 2002 and then re-elected in 2007. The African Prize in 1996 and being appointed Grand Officer of the Legion of Honor of France in 1998 are among the many accolades President Touré has received. Today is also the birthday of the President of Romania, His Excellency Traian Băsescu, born in Mărfăcla, Romania in 1951. President Băsescu has been in office since 2004 and re-elected in 2009. With His Excellency's leadership, Romania became a member of the European Union in 2007. President Băsescu is widely recognized for his work to increase prosperity and promote sustainable energy policies. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellencies President Amadou Toumani and President Traian Băsescu, for your dedication to helping create more flourishing lives for all. We respectfully wish Your Excellencies a joyful and blessed birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Flying News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. On Monday, November 1st, Indonesia's Mount Merapi in central Java erupted for a fourth time with loud explosions of burning gas and debris, causing more panic within just days after its blast on the previous Friday when it spewed hot ash over 2 kilometers into the air.
Hari ini itu kan ada erupsi besar di Merapi pada pukul 3 tadi, sehingga masyarakat kami hampir 3 kelurahan itu kosong.
The volcanic activity has claimed at least 38 lives and displaced 50,000 people. Because of the risk of further eruptions, officials are advising that people remain in temporary shelters for the time being. They have distributed 65,000 masks and have been working to maintain hygienic conditions for disease prevention.
Masing-masing biasanya di sini itu cuma dihuni 2.450-an orang, hingga sore ini bisa mencapai 8.000-an. Itu keadaannya, makanya di sini kacau sekali. Kondisinya emergency sekali.
Upon knowing of the initial eruption, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her deep condolences and prayers and asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to help the victims, saying that funds were available for emergency needs.
Our association's relief team from Indonesia began relief work immediately on October 27th using their own contributions of approximately $1,200. They travelled to Patong village, located approximately 6 kilometres from the summit of the volcano, and found the area covered in ash. Bodies of perished animals could be seen, along with houses burnt by the hot smoke.
And untuk ketebalan abu di ini. Tepat di mata kaki saya ini kurang lebih hampir 30 cm, bahkan lebih. Dan banyak pohon-pohon tumbang, pohon-pohon yang layu karena awan panas. Dan ini contoh sapi-sapi yang terkena awan panas, banyak yang bergelimpangan dan perutnya membuncit, membesar. Karena tidak kuat kena awan panas sehingga pada mati.
Our association's relief team delivered 700 boxes of ready-to-eat vegan meals prepared by Loving Heart staff, along with 500 bottles of mineral water. They also distributed SOS flyers about the vegan solution to climate change. The aid was received gratefully by the head of Patong village, Mr. Perrin, who expressed his appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Terima kasih sekali. Jadi nanti tolong disampaikan Maha Guru Singhai, bahwasannya sudah besar sekali partisipasi kepada masyarakat yang dalam keadaan lagi ada cobaan ya, pengungsian teman-teman ini. Sekali lagi, terima kasih, nanti mohon disampaikan Maha Guru. Thank you.
Kami cuma bisa mengaturkan terima kasih kepada
our appreciation, all Indonesian officials, personnel and volunteers for your caring endeavors. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional support extended to the vulnerable, as well as our association members for their prompt efforts to help. May the affected people of Indonesia swiftly resume the regularity of their day-to-day lives as we pray such tragedies are averted through our kinder regard for each other and the planet.
Flooding follows days of heavy rains in Olac or Vietnam. As of Wednesday, November 3rd, at least 9 people in central Olac are reported to have lost their lives in recent flooding, with several still missing and approximately 30,000 who have been evacuated, primarily in Phu Yen and Khen Hoa provinces. The Vietnamese Central Steering Committee for Flood and Storm Prevention and Control also reported that heavy rains had completely destroyed nearly 200 houses and left 2,000 submerged beneath water, with landslides along the north-south railway route. Provincial officials have been working to protect the lives of citizens by relocating families from the floodplain, and on Wednesday sent helicopters to airlift stranded villages.
Expressing her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with officials in the affected areas to see if help is needed. Saying that funds for urgent aid is available, she also asked that our association members please, if possible, go to assist the vulnerable.
We are thankful to know of the timely efforts of the Olac Seas or Vietnamese officials and personnel, as well as the loving concern of Supreme Master Ching Hai. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the protection of all those affected, and that such calamitous events are lessened as we more diligently care for the environment.
Rains inundate Italy. Days of ongoing precipitation since Sunday, October 31st, have caused widespread flooding across the northern and central parts of the nation, claiming at least 6 lives and prompting the evacuation of thousands. Particularly affected were the coastal regions of Tuscany and Liguria, as well as Lombardy and Veneto, where streets became rivers and trees were uprooted with power lines downed as landslides also covered sections of roads. Water levels of the northern Po River were reported to have risen by 2.5 meters in one day, and the river Basilione burst its banks, flooding most of the territory around the city of Vesons in Veneto.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with regional officials to find out if assistance is required, requesting that they also go, if possible, to offer help to the storm affected. Conveying her condolences and prayers, she said that financial assistance is available for emergency needs. We appreciate the kind-hearted concern of Supreme Master Ching Hai as we send our sympathies to those who lost loved ones and pray for the soon return of the Italian people to the stability of their daily lives. May such weather events subside as we join in turning to more compassionate and caring ways of life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Progress noted in banning cluster munitions worldwide. According to a report released on Monday, November 1st by the Landmine and Cluster Munition Monitor, the recently enacted Convention on Cluster Munitions has already been fulfilled by 7 of its 108 signatory countries. The nations of Norway, Belgium, Spain, Portugal, Colombia, Moldova, and Montenegro have disposed of a combined total of 13.8 million devices. The report, which is co-authored by a network of researchers organized through the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, went on to say that 11 more nations are also on their way to fulfilling the pledge of the treaty to do away with cluster munition stockpiles. Remarking on these swift actions, Cluster Munition Monitor editor Stephen Goose stated, "The progress that has been made in eliminating these weapons from the face of the earth has been nothing short of remarkable. We join in accolades for the nations leading the way with these peaceful actions to protect all citizens by removing such harmful weapons, along with a big thanks to Cluster Munition Monitor for informing of such constructive advancements. We look forward to welcoming a weapon-free world where all beings reside in harmonious safety."
Anonymous hero saves fellow swimmer's life. When 19-year-old swim guide Elise Frankham was bitten in her mid-body by a shark off the coast of Western Australia, one of the 33 group members being led by Elise in a swim with dolphins quickly grabbed the tail of the shark until it let go. One of the first rescuers on the scene, Fremantle Sea Rescue senior skipper Frank Pisani, recalled, "The girl then started to sink to the bottom and he grabbed her and brought her to the surface and got her back on the boat. He certainly was instrumental in making this a good outcome." Miss Frankham was flown to a nearby hospital where she was said to be in stable condition. The rescuing swimmer politely refused to be identified, saying only that he hoped the young woman was okay. "We are touched by the anonymous Good Samaritan's courageous and quick actions in saving the life of Elise Frankham. Our best wishes for Miss Frankham's speedy recovery and many treasured moments in the company of loved ones."
Save our planet. Venus shows signs of recent geological activity. A team of scientists led by researcher Dr. Natalia Bondarenko of the University of California, Santa Cruz in the USA, has found evidence of what may be recent volcanic activity on Venus. Analyzing data from a past U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, space mission, the scientists evaluated heat being emitted by more than 1,000 volcanoes on the planet's surface.
They spotted a lava flow in Venus's northern hemisphere that appeared to be some 185 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than expected. This detection of heat not only signifies an eruption that is likely only decades old, it could mean that Venus overall is more geologically active than was previously understood.
What a fascinating discovery. Many thanks for these diligent observations, Dr. Bondarenko, colleagues, and all others involved, as we look forward to hearing more about our sister planet and the mysteries she reveals.
During an August 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the history behind Venus's volatility and how such insights are reminders of the need for humanity to be better stewards of our own planet Earth.
Our neighboring planet, like Venus, Mars, have similar landscape. Some are more strikingly exquisite, more beautiful. It was once a beautiful planet, and now it's no more. There's no life up there at all. Not life as we know of, yeah? It's a pity, no? Within a few weeks' time, the whole planet was destroyed. Yes, destroyed. Because of the poisonous gases, yes, from livestock. Of course, it's triggered all the gases, yeah, from the ocean, from the warm ocean, as you know. It's similar to our planetary problem right now. It happened too fast for them, and they did not really have time. They did not really care about this vegetarian diet. They did not really go into any spiritual dimension. Some time ago, I said if we have like 2/3 of the planet population vegetarian, then we could have saved the planet too. But now it's too late. Now we need the whole planet population to be compassionate. Vegan, be the best.
Save our planet. Lake Mead, the largest reservoir in the United States, which also regulates the flow of the Colorado River, has dropped 133 feet due to prolonged drought for the past 11 years and now stands at its lowest level in over 7 decades.
Save our planet. In a drastic move to protect a severely dwindling population of rhinos from poaching in Zimbabwe, environmental group World Wildlife Fund and the country's national park personnel painlessly dehorn the animals and then track them closely with fitted microchip transmitters.
Save our planet. Addressing the Mediterranean Green Development Investors Forum, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou announces the nation's plan to allocate 45 billion euros over the next 5 years 5 years toward the clean energy sector to help revive the economy while achieving sustainable growth.
Save our planet. According to the Climate Confidence Monitor, a survey of 15,000 people in 15 countries, sponsored by UK-headquartered HSBC Holdings, climate change is one of the top three concerns shared by citizens worldwide.
Marvel the Monkey, and I'm following a kind vegan diet. Today I have a sweet tip on the mandarin orange. This thirst-quenching, delicious citrus fruit is rich in vitamin C. It also contains the antioxidant hesperidin, which has been shown to help protect cells against the effects of radiation. The essential oil made from mandarins is known for its calming ability. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our globe.
In world news, Russian and Chinese people move closer in mutual understanding. The governments of China and Russia have organized a series of events to help introduce their respective cultures to each other's citizens. This includes the 2009 Year of Russian Language in China and the 2010 Year of Chinese Language in Russia. In China, more than 12,000 people participated in a contest to sing Russian songs. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin personally awarded the medal to winner Mr. Wan Xiaoning. In Russia, citizens have warmly embraced the educational television show Hello China, which introduces the nation's rich traditions and heritage. Our applause, China and Russia, on creating such innovative and fun programs to enhance your amicable relations. May all leaders and co-citizens reach out in friendship to brethren throughout the world.
In cultural news, today is Tonga's National Day. Celebrating the adoption of its constitution in 1875, situated between Hawaii and New Zealand, this archipelago of about 170 islands was first inhabited approximately 3,000 years ago. Its Eiwa National Park contains 450 hectares of pristine tropical rainforest with lovely lorikeets, musk parrots, and other exotic birds. Between June and October, magnificent humpback whales grace the region. Historically, Tonga has always maintained its indigenous governance. We wish a memorable National Day to the fine citizens of Tonga. Coming up, Palestinian youth in Syria can now play football in a regulation-sized field. We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on earth. Be right back. More distinguished news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exceptional news for an outstanding world. In children news, a football field is built for Palestinian youth in Syria. The Qatar 2022 Bid Committee, in collaboration with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA, inaugurated the field in the Yarmouk camp close to Damascus. Constructed to the International Federation of Association Football, FIFA, standards, is expected to eventually be used by over 30,000 people. Our sincere appreciation, Qatar 2022 Bid Committee and the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, for your generous aid and support. May the new field bring much joy, inspiration, and opportunities to all who use it.
Please join us for a joke told in Malay entitled Twice the Work.
Rebek, tengok ni. Orang di sebelah kamu nampak penat sangat. Dia bekerja dua kali ganda lebih laju dari kamu.
Saya tahu, Sajen. Sejak yang lepas, saya dah beritahu dia untuk perlahankan kerja. Tapi dia degil.
And now for our viewers' heartline on actress Emily Deschanel, vegan and animal lover on Veggie Elite.
I have been vegetarian for 6 weeks now and am an aspiring vegan because of Emily's mention of Diet for a New America by John Robbins on Ellen a few months ago. I watched that and many more programs in regard to the cruelty of animals and decided that this is a better life for me. Viewer.
Compassionate viewer, thank you for sharing the news of your life-affirming decision. It is wonderful that vegan celebrities such as a gentle-hearted Emily Deschanel and Ellen DeGeneres are expressing the numerous benefits of adopting the plant-based diet. We are also very grateful for the long-term devoted work of best-selling author John Robbins, which has helped so many people understand the incredible advantages of the cruelty-free lifestyle. May our earth soon be a vegan paradise. Best wishes and all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May our world be graced with joy, peace, and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Former Soviet President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Mikhail Gorbachev is honored at the 2010 German Environmental Awards for his eco-protective efforts that include addressing climate change as well as chemical contamination.
His Majesty King Juan Carlos of Spain receives His Royal Highness Prince Khalid bin Sultan bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia at the Royal Palace in Madrid, as he also lauds the long-standing warm relations of the two kingdoms.
15 firefighters in Michigan, USA donate their monthly salary paychecks to retired colleague and friend Joe Jolin to help cover the medical expenses of an upcoming kidney transplant.
During the seventh session of the Intergovernmental Ukrainian-Syrian Commission, the two countries agree to enhance economic cooperation in areas that include energy, agriculture, transport, and infrastructure.
Brazil donates $1 million to the Democratic Republic of Congo to benefit women in their recovery from acts of violence, as well as improve the safety of other women.
A commercial flight from France, the first in 20 years, arrives in Baghdad, carrying over 100 passengers, including French Secretary of State for Foreign Trade, Anne-Marie Idra, who conveys her country's willingness to continue supporting Iraqi reconstruction.
At the Robot World Festival in South Korea, 120 companies and 8,000 contestants showcase an array of sophisticated technology with demonstrations that include humanoid dancing and taekwondo.
The British government announces plans to lift a former ban and will now permit inmates the right to vote.
Following a meeting of bishops from throughout the Middle East, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI renews his call for peace in the region.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.